Welcome back to another console review. This time we're going to review the Marvels that just came out this past week. Yeah, we have Albert and Calvin here because we are the only two console months that have watched the Marvels. So yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to directly do a spoiler review for the Marvels. So if you haven't watched the movie, go watch it first and then, you know, come back and listen to our review if you're into that, I guess. So yeah, Albert, you gonna say anything before we get started?
Yeah, can you take a guess which film in what installment in the MCU is the Marvels? What film number? Excluding the TV show, excluding the one-offs.
Oh, excluding those. I'm gonna go with this is probably 36.
Oh, you're close. It's 33.
Oh, okay. 33. I was thinking around the 30s. It's around there. Yeah. All right. Damn, it's been 33 movie already for
yeah,
MCU?
Pretty much.
Man, it is more than 10 years or so.
Yeah, since 2008. So yeah, the Marvels, directed by Nia DaCosta, starring Brie Larson, Teyonna Parris, Iman Vellani, Zoe Ashton, Samuel L. Jackson. It's a sequel to Captain Marvel that came out in 2019. Yeah, 2019. A sequel to Ms. Marvel that came out 2 years ago. Somewhat a sequel to WandaVision. I think those three are the ones that are essential to this film. However, as I mentioned in our podcast that we just shoot, the Councilman podcast, we did a non-spoiler review there. I thought that this movie did a very good job in terms of filling in the backstory. And like for people who might not be as familiar with this character, they did a very good job in filling in the backstory. So like if you don't watch those three things that I mentioned, Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel, and WandaVision, I think you can still follow the story pretty well. But it will obviously help if you do watch them. But yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Like, you know, sometimes what's her name? Monica in there. She just kind of casually mentioned, oh yeah, I walk into a witch hex.
Well, no, that's like one of the things, right? Like they mention it, stuff like that. But like, again, this is spoiler. They use that. There is a lot of flashbacks, and I thought the flashbacks progress the story because there is a part in the film where they use the Kree, scroll, like the mind reading tool thingy. And I thought that was a smart way to do the backstory because we learned a little bit more backstory for both of the characters. They show scenes from WandaVision, which like if people haven't watched WandaVision, they're like, oh, okay, so that's what happened.
Right,
and there's also sequences in from Ms. Marvel, stuff like that. So I thought that was like a smart storytelling tool to visualize it to the audience, but also at the same time, it's essential to the story of why they're doing it. So yeah.
Yeah. But overall, though, for the Marvels, I don't entirely get the hate for the Marvels, man. Because honestly, overall, it's very, very fun movie, I think. The chemistry between, like, the three main character, right? They're really fun to follow, I think. I think the weakest one is probably Monica. Do you agree on that? No?
The weakest of the three...
I think
maybe, but all of them have redeeming factors in my opinion. But yeah, possibly if I have to pick, probably Monica.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought all those three again, like you said, I think that's the strongest factor, really, the dynamic between the three. One of my favorite scenes in the movie is literally them practicing together, trying to get their switching abilities right while in the ship.
The whole montage thing going on as well.
Yeah, I really like that. And the whole personality difference of how they... Because, like, Carol, obviously, much more stoic. She wants to be on her own kind of thing. And, like, in the first two movies, we didn't get to see... First two being Captain Marvel and Endgame. We didn't really get to see a lot of her personality. So this one is definitely her best that she's been written. And, again, that's not saying much because the first two is not a lot. But it's refreshing to see Brie. I thought Brie Larson brings life to the character, and I think she's really good in this. And like Monica Rambeau, sort of like, okay, I have a relationship with you, but you haven't come back since forever, so I kind of have a grudge to you kind of thing in the beginning, at least. And like, meanwhile, Ms. Marvel's like, oh my God, Captain, my Captain, yes, I'll do whatever you want. I'm shaking your hands. I'm so excited. You're my favorite hero. Oh my God. So like the whole class of dynamic characters, I think, is a lot of fun. So yeah. Again, I think they carried it. I think Iman Vellani is probably the best in terms of performance-wise. I just wish... My main issue is that the runtime is really fast, and there are moments where I kind of want to sit in those emotions a little bit, but they don't let the character like sort of simmer in that emotion. They just fast forward for the sake of storytelling, and it pace kind of quickly. So it's like, okay, I kind of wish we spend more time doing this conversation or whatnot.
Yeah, I kind of agree on that. Yeah, because sometimes, because of the pacing, I guess, it's only 1 hour, what, 40-ish minutes, right? Yeah. Some moments just feels quite rushed. But overall, though, I don't think it, too, for me at least, it doesn't affect me too much about it. Yeah. What else is there to talk about?
Oh, I thought you were saying something. Yeah, no, I think this movie relies heavily on how much you care about the characters. And I think that's why I liked it, because I like Ms. Marvel as a character. I'm tolerant towards Carol Brie Larson. I know a lot of people who hate Captain Marvel as a character, and they probably have a judgment towards it already. And like Monica doesn't have that much shine in WandaVision, so I wouldn't expect much from people to love it. But like the fact that the movie very heavily relies on how much you care about Kamala and her personality, and with Brie Larson's Carol Danvers, if you don't like it, I think you will probably not enjoy this film.
I mean, like, I don't really care too much about any of the characters. Like, you know, I think I've mentioned, I think, when we're watching the Ms. Marvel TV series, I don't really like Kamala Khan too much. Yeah, as a character, but still, though, I still find her, the jokes that she says, she's basically the comedy of the group. and it works very well, I think, with the dynamic of the three. Yeah, and then, Captain Marvel is just unfortunate that the first movie is really suppressing her emotion, I guess, right?
Yeah, so that's a really whole plot of the much. Movie.
Yeah. But yeah, she's fine in this one. She, and, you know, she finally admits it, that, man, it gets lonely in space.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of a character development there.
We got to learn about the backstory. Like, she's apparently married with the prince. So technically, she is a Disney princess. We got to add her to the canon of Disney princess.
I was going to ask, like, well, what's your whole thoughts on that? What's her name? Alatni? Alatna? The planet's name?
I don't remember.
Because that whole sequence turns into a whole musical.
I love that. I love the whole musical sequence. I can see why some people might be very irritated by it. Like, what the heck? This is so stupid. But I absolutely love it. I was like, this is off the rails and I love it. So,
Me too. Like, when that happens, I'm thinking like, man, this is... I'm not saying it's like that movie, but I was thinking of like, this is kind of like as goofy as Ragnarok. Kind of deal, you know, it's just out of nowhere. type of jokes.
I always joke that one day MCU, because they're doing all kinds of genre, they'll do a musical one day, and this is like the first step to it. I don't know if this they'll even step, I don't know if they'll ever do a full musical, but yeah, there's like, at least this is something. I thought it was like fun. I really like all the, like we mentioned, the training when they use the body swapping mechanism. I thought that was really creative. Like I mentioned this when the trailer comes out, it reminds me of the Lego video games where you gotta switch characters to accomplish certain puzzles. They do that and they gotta coordinate and stuff. I thought the action sequence with that is like really cool. I don't even know how you begin choreographing any of that, especially in the first time we see it where they're jumping between three different locations of Kamala's house in the ship. In the Kree ship Sam Jackson's like space whatever thingy.
Station thing.
Elevator thing. The fact that it jumps towards all three spots, I don't even know how you storyboard or choreograph that. I thought that was like really good. I was like, that's really cool that they are able to all do all that. And even the third act too.
The third act, once they got the hang of it, it looks pretty neat when they're just switching about and they're all in sync. It's pretty cool. Yeah. But though, still, I still have this one thing that I just cannot suspend my disbelief whenever I watch, whenever I see Kamala Khan.
Okay.
There is in no way she can fight.
You don't think she could have like fight training, you know?
She beat freaking the soldiers, the Kree soldiers, man, that got proper training. Kamala Khan is a high schooler without prior martial arts training.
We don't know what you've done in between Ms. Marvel and this one. Oh, actually, no, that's the end. Well, the end of Ms. Marvel is the beginning of this. But maybe the end of Ms. Marvel had a time jump. We never know. And also, dude, her powers is literally like no one has seen anything like it. So
yeah,
like,
but still, though, the thing is, what I cannot believe is her movement is too fluid for someone that has never fought.
Very fluid.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing that I just cannot get over. Like, if she's so clumsy and everything, but her power makes up for it, yeah, I'm okay with that. But this is like too trained.
In the defense of Kamala, a lot of her movements remind me of a lot of parkour movements, and she's done parkour in the series. So it's like, okay, maybe she used the light to do parkour movement, like the sliding and the jumping and whatnot. It's like, okay, I can see that, you know.
I guess. But nah, that's the one thing I still cannot get over.
No, that's fair.
Yeah,
Monica, I thought was good. We see a lot more of her intelligence in this film than what we've seen in the past, because again, WandaVision didn't show much of her. So we'll see a lot of her intelligence in this one, and her power sets. I didn't realize her power sets is like that.
We see her intelligence from the what's her name, her over explaining things, I guess.
Yeah, she's a scientist of the crew.
Yeah, honestly, that. To me, at least, that joke got old quickly for that one.
Fair.
Fair. Yeah.
She can fly now.
Really cool, though. Her power is pretty cool, like just phasing through stuff, things like that. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, I forget she can phase, and even though the main scene in WandaVision is her phasing bullets and everything, but I forgot she did that. And when she did that for the first time,
I didn't know she could fly.
Yeah, she can fly in the comics and everything. So yeah, she was flying in this one. That's cool.
That's cool.
I said, the power switching is cool.
Pretty much. The bad stuff about this movie is probably the villain. Yeah, the
villain's forgettable.
The villain's very forgettable. It's like, I think I said it before we start recording here. Like, throughout the movie, honestly, I can't even remember her name.
Darben, played by Zoe Ashton.
Yeah, she's just that forgettable. But I do have to say, I'll give my props. I kind of like the idea of like, oh, she's opening up portal to get resources from other place for the Kree. I'm like, oh, okay.
Revenge.
Pretty good motivation, I think, and the means on how to do it. It's like, all right, that's cool. But it's just as a whole, the character, and especially the ending of the character. Before she died, I'm like, that is the worst. Like, she got the bangle and decided to like clank it and just opens a portal and she died. And she just dies before. I'm like, what? Very, very unsatisfying, like, death. That's all I'm saying for her.
Yeah, no, I think, I definitely think that as the performance, she did a fine job with it. I think she worked with what she have. Nothing against her as the actress. The motivation, I can understand it. I think it's the pacing and everything, and makes her forgettable and everything like that. She gets defeated very easily too.
She defeats herself.
Yeah, because of the overloading of the powers what do they call it?
The bangles thing.
Bangles, she overloaded. But yeah, she's just a forgettable villain. She's gonna be very forgettable. There's not much you can do about it. And I think the runtime is part of it. The villain's probably the weakest part. I like Kamala's parents. I think they bring a lot of energy to the film. I love the relationship with Kamala and the parents, and just involved with everything, including the brother. I think Nick Fury was solid. I like Nick Fury in this one. How do you feel about Nick Fury?
It's okay. I don't feel too much about him. He's just fine to me. The one I'm surprised at... Oh, do you want to say something about Nick Fury?
No, I was about to say, Nick Fury is very interesting because every time Nick Fury is with Carol, he always seems so much lighthearted compared to Nick Fury with any other Avengers member.
Oh man, she's
and
the...
I kind of like that. I was like, in this one, he seems very chill in this film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like in other Avengers, like serious. So I kind of like that.
Wait, actually, is this after or before Secret Invasion?
This should be after because he's after. Back in Saber. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just making mm-hmm. sure. But yeah,
it should be.
I was gonna say one thing that surprised me, and I like a very pleasant surprise, is that the Flurkins. They're a lot
played
more.
A big role.
Yeah, played a big role actually in this whole movie. But the one that is out of nowhere, is the laying of eggs, suddenly just there. You know.
Yeah.
The laying the Flurkin eggs thing. I'm like, hmm. And the first time they even talked about it, it's like they don't even zoom into the egg. So I was when they're talking about it, like, what am I supposed to look at? I was trying to look for it.
Oh yeah, and then it took a while, and then it zooms to the left, right. I was the same thing. I was like, who is speaking here? And then like yeah. it zooms in eventually.
That is
and
such
like...
a weird.
But like, as soon as they mention eggs, I exactly know that it's a Flurkin because of the trailers. Because I remember the mini kittens.
Oh, there are many kittens.
Scene.
I was like,
it's like it's Goose because they say Goose is looking a little chunky or something. The mother said, "I was like, oh, it's Goose. Goose is gonna lay eggs,
yeah.
and they're gonna see a whole cat." Going loose, but I didn't realize what they're gonna do with the Flurkin eating the people. I was like, that is so funny and that's so creative.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Don't run away. Let the Flurkin eat you. You will be safe.
I thought that's so funny, and also the fact that they used a song from Cats for that whole sequence because it's played a memory. It's the memory song from Cats.
Oh.
So it's like so the fact that they use that. It's like so funny. So yeah. I love Goose. Goose and her offsprings is fantastic in this
Man,
one.
Goose is great.
Goose
yeah.
is great.
Now we have an arm of Goose as well.
Yeah. Oh god, there is so many of them.
There's so many Goose, Whoa. Man.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine Endgame, but they just kind of, you know, with the Flurkins helping. They'll be much cooler. Thanos god. Just getting eaten by one.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. What do you think of the ending of the film? Before we go to the ending, is there anything else you want to highlight from the film?
No, not really.
Okay. So the ending of the film. Overloading of the bangle rips a portal through space-time, multiverse. Mm-hmm. Isn't it something like
multiverse,
oh, we're doing
again.
Multiverse again?
Yeah.
And then obviously Monica Rambeau sacrificed herself. Spoiler as it goes to the end credit, she ends up being in an alternate universe. What you think about the whole Monica now being in an alternate timeline and another portal open up?
I mean, man, that mid-credit scene though, with the bees showing up, I was, woo! All right, we're getting X-Men soon then. I'm just happy that X-Men's coming and now we are seeing how they're doing it using the alternate universe type of deal. I mean, kind of, there was a whole theory of that, like people speculating that's how they're going to do it, which well, I guess it came true. It does make the most sense, right? You know?
Yeah.
For the X-Men to suddenly, to exist in the MCU using an alternate time universe type of deal. So yeah, I'm very happy that X-Men's going to be there. And also, the mom, Maria Rambo, that's Captain Marvel. Is that right?
She's Binary.
Oh, that's her name. Binary, okay.
She goes by Binary. Binary is also... Binary... Carol Danvers has gone by the name Binary before in the past. I guess she's Captain Marvel, but a different version because it's like something to do with solar energy in a little bit. I don't fully know like Binary's full power set, but I know it have a lot of energy manipulation and something to do with solar power.
I'm going to assume it's very similar to Carol Danvers.
Possibly.
I'm just very excited for the X-Men to be there. Like seeing the Beast looks pretty good.
He is definitely CG. Does the CG look good in your opinion?
I mean, maybe I'm just too hyped when I was seeing it. I was like, whoa! So I didn't really take a good look.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, from the bits that I mean, I'm pretty sure it's not gonna be that good because again, it's just a post credit. Usually, post credit isn't good. It's Thanos at first, but as it is, it's all right.
I like the character design is very comic accurate to compare it, because the previous piece has always been prosthetics and this one's clearly CG, so they could do more with it. And I thought it looks fantastic.
Muscle.
Something the face structure as well and the teeth. And the fact that Kelsey Grammer, who played him in X-Men Last Stand and reprised him for a small bit in X-Men Days of Future Past, the fact that he's reprising in this one, I thought that was really cool. The fact that she's an alternate universe to the X-Men, which is interesting again, because we already somewhat established that Kamala Khan is a mutant in the Ms. Marvel series. Yeah. So mutant does exist, but I guess like not a vast majority. And I'm curious where this is going to go. Obviously, we know Deadpool 3 is coming and he's a mutant. And I have a theory of what Deadpool 3 is going to be about with Wolverine. I have a theory of what Deadpool 3 is going to be about potentially. Which my theory, a little sidetrack. My theory is Deadpool 3 is going to be Deadpool kills the X-Men universe, kills the Fox universe. So it's unlike, because we've done Deadpool kills Marvel. Right? But this is Deadpool kills the Fox universe. We're going to see lots of cameos. We heard the rumors already. Jennifer Garner is going to be in there as Elektra, and she's in the Fox universe technically. That's possibly a thing. There's also like rumors that Miss Minutes and Mobius from Loki is going to appear in Deadpool. So that just makes more sense of like timeline stuff. So we'll see. But yeah, I don't know how they're going to incorporate this version of the X-Men, because they mentioned Charles. I wonder if it's Patrick Stewart again or James McAvoy. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We got Binary, we got
Beast.
Charles, and we got Beast. But yeah, I thought the post-credit was cool. And I guess backtrack that a little bit.
Okay.
Before the post-credit, the last scene of the movie.
What was even the last scene?
You forgot the last scene? How dare you, Calvin? You forgot the last scene of the movie?
What was the last scene? I don't remember.
Give me 2 seconds.
All right, sure. I don't. Last scene of the movie.
So what the hell happened there? We remember Kamala goes back to Earth. Carol, obviously, she solved the issue with the Kree, which is good. You know, she solved the issue with the Kree. Everything is good. Brings back life. Monica is on another universe. Kamala goes back to Earth. Kamala talks to Nick Fury. What did she ask for? Intel.
Oh, Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah, baby. We got Lucky the Pizza Dog. We got Kate Bishop back. Kate Bishop's back in the MCU. I'm excited for this, obviously. But yeah, I can't believe I forgot about it. I'm obviously very excited for this. But at the same time, I'm very, 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 very pissed that I got spoiled by this. I saw this on Twitter 3 days before the film's even released in America. Someone posts a screenshot, and there's no way I could avoid it. I saw it. I tried to swipe away, like pretending I didn't see what I just saw, but I clearly just saw what I just saw. I'm like, crap. She's going to be in it. I'm like, so I'm happy, but I'm like, God damn it, I got spoiled. I'm so pissed.
There's that, what's the name? The bargaining stage, you know, like, no, I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
I know.
The acceptance, like, okay, I know.
But you're like, obviously, I'm very excited. As soon as I saw the silhouette, I was like, yep, I saw the bow silhouette. It's Kate Bishop. Let's go. I know this is the apartment and Lucky, and I'm like, yeah.
I feel like when I saw the apartment, they showed the apartment first, right? Then it slowly zoomed to the door. Yeah, I'm like, that's Kate Bishop apartment.
Yeah, exactly. I would have known that too. It's like, if I didn't know she was going to be in it and that happens, I guarantee you I would have screamed. I was like, oh my God. But I guess, you know what? That spoiler is a good thing for the people sitting around me, because that way I didn't scream because I know it's coming. I was still excited. I was like, yeah, like that, twisting up my, I'm in the air, but I didn't scream because I would have like literally jumped out of my seat, jolt full of like emotion and rush of excitement just seeing her back. But yeah, I'm excited to see it. They're definitely setting up Young Avengers.
Yeah.
They mentioned Cassie. So it's going to be Kamala, Cassie, Kate.
Kate.
Possibly Wiccan, aka, is it Billy or Tommy? Maximoff. Wanda's witch son. Well, here's the thing. They already cast Joe Locke as the teenage version of Wiccan, aka Tommy or Billy, aka Billy, yeah. As a teenage All version right. of Billy for Agatha Darkhold Diaries. So we might see that. Shuri doesn't really make sense because of the Wakanda thing. Spider-Man. Yeah, Spider-Man doesn't make sense because no one knows he's a boy. He's a teenager. People memories erased. They just know he's a man, Spider-Man. True. So they wouldn't know that. And then like
young.
America Chavez, possibly. She's possibly young.
Yeah.
She gets portal powers and she's learning to be a wizard. At the end of She-Hulk, it reveals that Hulk have a son. Possibly,
I guess.
That could be one as well. Obviously, there was the young guy that was casted as who is supposed to be Patriot in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Obviously, we have never seen him.
That dude. Yeah. The one in the Conflict of the Falcon thing, right?
Yeah. And Ironheart, but she's going to have her own show, so probably not.
No. I forgot about Ironheart.
I just remembered her on that right now. Literally.
Yeah.
And there is as well. Can you imagine if they bring back the kid from Iron Man 3?
What is he going to do? Make potato spot guns?
He's a tech genius. Hey, he's probably a tech genius. I don't know. But yeah. It's like a bunch of characters that they could possibly do.
I don't know. Honestly, I'm not too attached with the young Avengers. Like I said, I mean, probably the best one is definitely Haley, Kate Bishop, right? Mm-hmm. I don't like Cassie lying too much, especially after Quantumania. I don't like... who else was there just now? Ironheart, not really the best either after Wakanda Black Panther. Wakanda Forever. Yeah. Not really the best either, especially with that like weird ass suit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like obviously out of those we mentioned, Kate would probably be the best to be the leader.
Most likely.
Outside of Kamala, maybe, but Kate feels like
Kamala's definitely gonna be a leader.
She's the most mature. Kate's the most mature.
Yeah.
So yeah. Definitely can
Kamala is not going to be a leader.
Plus, Haley's probably the best actress out of all the cast members anyway. So, yeah, that would make sense. But, yeah, exciting. Excited for that. Excited for the X-Men. Excited for whatever's happening next. Kind of.
I mean, I don't know, man. MCU has been... this year at least, there have been... I'm giving this a 3.5 for the Marvels. Albert is giving it a...
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5, yeah. So that means it's at least good, pretty good movie. It's a good movie. So that means this year, with the shows and movies, there are 3 good MCU stuff this year compared to 2 bad ones.
Guardians, yeah. Guardians 3, The Marvels, and Loki.
And Loki Season 2. They're the Loki good season ones, two. Those three.
And then Secret Invasion and Quantumania is a bad one.
Yeah. So
yeah,
at least we won 3 out of 2. This 3 out of 2 MCU. Yeah. To be fair, Guardians is really good. All right,
it's really good, and Loki is really good. We're gonna talk about really that good. Soon.
Yeah. All right. So I don't think there's much else to talk about with the Marvels. So let's just end it there, I guess. And yeah. So go ahead and plug this thing, Albert, if you want.
Yeah, you can follow us on our socials at Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, at Councilman Show. If you like this video, obviously help us leave a like, leave a comment. What you think of the film? Do you disagree? You agree with us? Do you like it? Do you hate it with a burning passion? Let us know in the comment section below. And share with your friends as well. Check out all of our other stuff. We have a podcast called The Councilman that we do every single week. So check out that podcast. It's available on the YouTube channel. Or you can also check out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, other audio platforms available. It's called The Councilman Podcast. So yeah.
Yeah, very much that. And yeah, I guess with that, The Councilman has reviewed. And we'll see you on the next one.